today.
Whooping cough, a real killer in California. Sad tales of infants losing their lives while the Pentagon okays to gay recruits. That's what they're saying now. I'll tell you why. And it's a sprint to the finish in politics. Wow, midterm elections are going to be going to the polls. We will have already analyzed in the next 2 weeks what happened on November 6th. Time flies, doesn't it? My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, it's America Tonight. We kind of zig and zag all over the place. Why? I have a theory. Most of us have a little bit of ADD. We do. I didn't think I did until recently. So you can relate, I'm sure. We're being pulled in lots of different directions. Okay, I was going to say a zillion directions, but either way, you know what I mean. So left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. I like to say we open the conversation up wide open here on this overnight highway. Don't be afraid to jump in. I'm going to give you the digits right off the bat. 800-259-5791. I'll say it again. 800-259-5791. Coming up in another 10 minutes, I'm excited about our guest, Bob Kaplan, who's going to join us to talk about private prisons. There's some crazy statistics. I jump all over this, the recidivism. The turnstile lifestyle, really, of what happens to people when they're incarcerated is so sad, and it's awful how much money, one, we've spent year after year after year on the prison systems to see them fail miserably. 2.3 million inmates are housed in Americans' prisons. You know what it costs us? That would be $6 billion. You know what happens afterwards? 80% of the people who go to jail eventually get paroled, okay? What happens then? They're released from prison. They're unskilled. They're violent, uneducated. They have no job prospects. What do you think's going to happen? How about private prisons? It's working. The statistics prove it. So we're going to talk to Kaplan about that. He's written a great book called Desert Pawns, Breaking the Cycle of Reincarceration. But before we get to all that stuff, let me kind of paint the picture of what's happening across America. Really, the buzz is over. Send them packing. The more people I talk to, I'm completely convinced. You can almost throw away the label. They want all of the insiders gone. They being me, being you, the American people. We're tired of it. We're tired of the same old, same old. Even Nancy Pelosi, good old Nance. Boy, she is taking it in the gut. Her ratings are incredibly low, the favorability ratings. And trust me, they pay attention to this stuff. So the House Speaker showed up in a new Gallup poll. Only 29% of Americans have a favorable opinion of the longtime California Democrat. You know, that's down from 36% in May. That's pretty significant. And it's, of course, the lowest rating since she became the Speaker in 2007. But here's the key statistic. You know, it's like when I say to the left of left or right of right, and I don't care what your stripes are, or if you're somewhere in between, it's the in-betweens. The Republicans and the Democrats really want those independents. Only 21% of the people who responded in that Gallup poll have a favorable view toward Pelosi. Among the independents, again, that's key, 58% have an unfavorable view. Wow. She's matched the lowest favorability rating since Republican Newt Gingrich, since he got them when he was Speaker, 24% in 97. And the thought is she's actually going to break that. It's pretty much 2-1, negative to positive. So I'd say that's a big challenge. You know, the other day there was a rumor that if the Democrats stay in power, she wouldn't be the Speaker again. And then magically that turned around and there was a little release that came out saying that she would be the Speaker again. It might not matter because with what we're feeling, seeing, and getting, I think, the broader picture of, the frustration level may really topple the tables in the Capitol. I'm optimistic that the people who go and vote are going to go out in record numbers, but I could be wrong. You know, I'm always that glasses half full person. I want to see people go out and vote and the excuses. Vote. I'll say this again. When you're in another country, a country where they have guns at the ballot box, where you're doing it the old-fashioned way, you're stuffing it, but you're putting in your vote, but really it doesn't matter because the ballot boxes become stuffed with whoever it is they want to win. I'm saying this because I saw it firsthand in Chihuahua, Mexico, a bunch of years ago, in a pre-Panista election. Well, that's the two parties. In Chihuahua, and it was nasty business. And he knew it doesn't matter. Why are these people voting? Because their vote doesn't really count. See, that's the thing. And our vote does count. It does count when it comes to congresspeople and senators and when you go out and vote for governor. I mean, we could argue about the presidential race and the electoral college, but we can't on the other level. So it's so important that you go out and vote. All right, now what about the rest of the country? How is it looking for some of the other politicians, the incumbents? We know the key race in Nevada that Sharon Engel has actually got a little bit of a leg up. At one point, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, she was behind double digits. And shockingly, she's come all the way up from the back of the line to the front of the line. She's actually, I checked again today, a few percentage points ahead of Harry Reid, the longtime senator from that state. It's looking like this is really, I call it a coin flip, but it's a coin flip. That's a really tight race. Another race that's tight is the senatorial race in Kentucky. Rand Paul couldn't be tighter in his race with Jack Conway. I mean, they're really neck and neck. In fact, Conway moved up in the polls. He's the Democrat, and, you know, Rand Paul is the Republican, and this is going to be too close to call. Rand Paul is supported by 48% of likely voters, Conway by 43%. And then you got that in-between crowd again. 9% say they are undecided. So, and this was a poll that was done by the Mason-Dixon Polling and Research folks. They did a telephone survey, and it pretty much goes along with what we've seen. They just had a nasty debate where Paul was kind of kicked in the groin a little bit by Conway because he was talking about the fact that he was in this secret society and mocked Christianity while he was a student at Baylor. And then Paul went after Conway on some different issues. But even at the end of their debate, they didn't shake hands. I don't think I've ever seen that. I've seen some nasty debates, but and they might have a kind of a limp handshake. I've seen that happen before, but I have never seen somebody, I'm sure it's happened, I've never seen somebody actually walk away from a handshake. All right, love him, hate him, think he's disgusting and foul. Boy, this man made a name for himself. Bob Guccione, name ring a bell with anyone? He was the Penthouse Magazine founder. He died at 79 years old. He was the king of erotica. He was the corporate engineer of the stuff. He did build an empire around it, and, of course, it crumbled as his investments went south. He died on Wednesday. Again, he was 79 years old. He had a long battle with lung cancer for a bunch of years. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're talking prisons. What's the matter with our prison system, and how can we fix this thing? Next on America Tonight.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier filters are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Now you can foster hope, enhance well-being, and heal your mind, body, and spirit on WebTalkRadio.net. On the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show, you'll learn new self-care practices and how to live every day to the fullest. Our guests include holistic physicians, best-selling authors, and inspiring individuals whose fascinating stories will help you find meaning within your own life. Tune in to the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
So did you know, America, that in the last 2 decades, our prison population has quadrupled? During that same period, state spending on correction facilities, ready for this? This is a scary number, increased 127%. Education spending, only 21%. What's the problem? I already said this. You know what it's costing us? $60 billion a year. This is some of the research that's out there and some of what Bob Kaplan talks about right off the bat in his prologue in his book, Desert Pawns, Breaking the Cycle of Reincarceration. It's a problem. And then recidivism. Don't even get me started there. You know, that's what I always scream about here on these airwaves. Bob, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Great to be here.
First of all, let's talk about what I just said. I was mentioning those statistics. And, of course, the biggest problem is if when somebody gets out of prison, they're unskilled. They're a lot of times a violent person. What do you think's going to happen when they get released in that kind of a circumstance? It's not pretty, is it?
That's the problem. And what we have, and we talk in the book about private prisons predominantly, but it's a problem across the spectrum, both state and federal prisons. You have a lack of rehabilitation. And if you ask officials in the prisons, whose job is it to educate inmates, they'll tell you it's not our job. Well, whose job is it? And so we send these people out, and what the private prisons do, and your audience will probably be surprised, is they take an inmate who's being released, there's no discharge planning, and they take that person in a van and they drop them in a metro area late at night. They cut them a check for $100. They say, see your parole officer, you're on your own. And that's it. And how long do these guys last on the streets? Not long. They don't have housing. They don't have food. They don't have transportation. They don't have ID. They don't have a job. They don't have job training. They don't have substance abuse support. They don't have medical. They have zero. So that's the point. The private prisons, to be optimally efficient want to operate at 95%. Their interests are interests of corporations. They're not society's interests. So education and training are not seen as cost-effective. That's the problem.
So tell us the answer. We got to solve this riddle fast. How do
Absolutely.
We solve it?
Absolutely. And we can do it without taxing our citizens anymore, because $60 billion a year in costs is unsustainable. It's what Mike Bloomberg calls turnstile justice. What we did, we looked at a prison in the Southwest, and my co-author, Gerard Lemoyne, is an ex-cop-turned-teacher. He went into the prison, and against the wishes of administration, he started pushing the envelope, and he brought in volunteer outside educators to educate the inmates, and things turned around. And what you saw with aggressive education is that inmate-on-inmate and inmate-on-staff violence plummeted. The number of guys getting their GEDs soared. Lemoyne was a game-changer for that prison. Within 6 months of his working in the program, the number of guys getting their GEDs exceeded that in the previous 6 years. So they had a reawakening of self-esteem. And what you saw in the classes is that rivals, Nazis, were sitting down cooperating with Muslims. Because the barriers receded. What they did was they brought in outside educators, and the inmates started bringing their own work to be critiqued. And so Lemoyne and Professor John Burke, who were the thrust of the program, decided to publish a collection of inmate works, an inmate anthology, but the inmates had to adhere to strict rules. They couldn't be in segregation. They couldn't be written up for infractions. They had to attend educational classes. And these guys turned around. So, study after study shows us that when inmates attend an educational program, these people are less likely to return to prison. Now, the problem we have now is that 50% of inner-city youth aren't graduating from high school, and we know that 7 to 8 times these kids are 7 to 8 times more likely to go to prison. So we've got a terrific problem on our hands.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you pointed out a lot of other programs that are working, work-related programs. Like you talked about the California Prison Authority, but the Marine Technology Training Center and what happened there and how they lost funding and got funding back again and what happens when they go through this incredibly rigorous education thing that they do, because it's underwater jobs you're talking about.
Right.
Because what, they get jobs. And I love what you say in the book, because you really give the facts and figures. This is really about numbers and results. And you say just this one program, that the return on investment is worth the effort, because the training costs for the inmates per inmate, $3,500 a year compared to $47,000 for housing an inmate in California. And only, this is a great number, only 6% of the people that graduate from that program, that underwater academy, if you will, are subsequently arrested. That's amazing. And you have a lot of other stories like that, don't you?
Yeah, that's an incredible program. And then, of course, they have the Carpentry Apprenticeship Program, and they have one now for women at Chino, where they get the gals qualified, and they're able to do roofing and framing and concrete pouring and everything else, and they get their union dues paid. There are some terrific programs. And what you see, Kate, as you know, when you look through the book, the successful programs tend to be faith-based grassroots programs. And a lot of these programs don't get government money. And the faith-based component is actually important, because these people have so many challenges that there's got to be some glue to hold them together. And that is often the glue, the faith-based aspect. And that you see also in Exodus, a transitional community in Harlem. That's a faith-based program. And Focus in Tennessee and in Nashville, that's a faith-based program. So those are the most successful programs. And what we need is we need a public-private partnership where the prisons will partner with university educators who will go in voluntarily, cost the prison nothing, will go in, and you need the community-based advocacy groups, the 501c3s, the church groups, to do their part. So, teach the guys how to dress, how to act, what to do on the job site. All of these things that, you know, when someone comes out of prison, they need it all. They start from scratch. And unless we provide that, these people are going to be right back in the system, and it's going to cost you and I.
Yeah, and so really, a lot of this would tie in with volunteerism, where you could see the tangible results, because if people did the things that you're saying, teach the dress, teach some skills, it actually benefits your own community, because then where all of us are getting these alarm systems, we're scared to death, we're looking at all the reports in the paper, we're worried about being burglarized or having something else happen to a business or whatever it might be, the crime numbers. And this is what we're talking about. Perhaps we'd see them dramatically go down, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, the prison that we talk about was a private prison, notorious private prison in the Southwest. Most of the guys were young murderers. A lot of these guys go in at age 20. You know, they're gang-related killings. And these guys turned around. And a lot of them underwent religious conversions. You have to combine a number of programs. We talk about brain gym, where they're taught repetitive exercises to help them facilitate learning. And you've got to really throw it all at them. But the incredible thing, as you know from reading the book, is that this was fought tooth and nail by the prison. They weren't cooperating, and the other teachers weren't cooperating because they were showing up. You know, if you have two classrooms in a prison, your audience has to understand, in private prisons, when an inmate goes into class, they sign in. For instance, state of California inmates are transferred to Arizona by state contract with the California Department of Corrections, contracts with a private prison corporation because there's massive overcrowding in California. The prisons have to reduce numbers by 40,000. It's mandated by the courts. So they just built a new prison out in the desert called La Palma that houses 3,300 California inmates. When these inmates go into class, they sign in, bingo, they get paid at the end of the month for being educated, quote-unquote educated. They get about $18 average a month. The prison also gets paid. The problem is that's where everything ends. Once they sign in, all bets are off because the prison wants and encourages the inmates to go to class, but they don't want them to get GEDs. Because once they get GEDs, they don't attend class. You see? So what works for private corporations doesn't work for us.
Right.
That's the problem.
Absolutely. All right. Interesting stuff. I mean, we're just peeling back a little bit of the layers here. Bob Kaplan, thanks so much for shedding some light and joining us on America Tonight.
Please have people look at Amazon.com for the book Desert Fawns.
All right. It's a great read, too. Thanks, Bob. Interesting enough, you know, he was talking about 50% of the high school kids who don't finish high school and what happens to them. We're going to talk about a great program to help those kids on Monday called One Heart Project. Wait till you hear about that one. Odds and Ends next.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy?
Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Maybe we're lucky enough to get a glimpse of this. And if you haven't done it, run outside right now. And the reason why is because the Hartley 2 comet should be visible to some of you with the naked eye. It makes its closest pass to the Earth tonight. And what is the comet? It's a mountain-sized ball of ice and dust. And you can't see it. It's usually too faint to be seen without a telescope. It was discovered back in the mid-80s by somebody in Australia, Malcolm Hartley. That's why they call it the Hartley 2 comet. It'd be pretty cool to have a comet named after you, wouldn't it? So this comet has come closer to Earth in the past week, and it's passed a very brilliant star called Capella, and it's become visible above the northeast horizon. It's just kind of if you look outside right now, pull your car over to the side of the road or look outside your window, run outside the front door. If you see a fuzzy patch, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at a comet. How cool is that? And you can tell it kind of looks like a smeared star. It's a smeared star in the sky in the northeast. So because of the darker skies that are away from cities, if you're out in some of the burbs somewhere and there's more of an open area, that probably would give you the best view. Because, of course, with the city, you have all the lights, and that kind of dulls all of it. But pretty neat that you're able to do that. And this is an old comet. So I wish I was in the Northeast, because if I was, I would run outside and do it. I think that's the neatest thing to me, when you can actually identify what you're looking at. I mean, half the time, I think I'm seeing a star, and then it suddenly moves. I realize it's not a UFO, but it's just a plane. And somehow, I really couldn't tell what I was looking at. But then it became crystal clear as it went above my head. I've seen that happen a couple of times where, you know what I'm talking about. It seems like it's slow, so it doesn't really look like a plane from far away. All right, other things in O&E. I mentioned this at the top. This is sad. Whooping cough has claimed 10 young infants in California. They're saying it's the worst outbreak in 60 years. Boy, that would give parents of newborns pause, wouldn't it? Because of all the things that can happen, you think of a tiny, tiny baby, the fragility of this tiny baby. And since the beginning of the year, almost 6,000 confirmed and suspected cases of whooping cough have been reported in California. But all the deaths happened in infants that were under the age of 3 months. So 9 were younger than 8 weeks old, which means they were too young to have been vaccinated against it, because it's a very contagious bacterial kind of disease. You wouldn't know. It's preventable because of the vaccine for it, to protect people coming in contact with it, you know, with infants, and to protect the infants. But here's the thing. It's that vaccine deal. Some parents don't vaccinate their children. And then in other cases, some kids who have been vaccinated and adults might have lost that immunity because, hey, the vaccine wears off. Of course, it doesn't protect you for life. So you're probably not even thinking about it. Are you thinking about whooping cough? I have to say, no. But in California, you should be thinking about it because that's very real. It could be a grandmother, a grandfather, a cousin, a sibling, whoever. Somehow they get it. It's kind of a cocoon thing. And the newborn is like a petri dish and can soak it up. So if they soak it up, then it can obviously have disastrous results. It's like anything. You don't know what it is. You know, we all run to WebMD and try to figure out why we have this tiny little mark on our face, or why we can't seem to catch our breath, or whatever it is. But the initial symptoms are kind of similar to a cold. A week or two later, you get this violent cough. So once you get that violent cough, then you know that you have it. So if people could at least catch that in themselves, I guess they could prevent themselves from going around young children, you hope. But they're trying to tell everyone in California, if you haven't had the shot, the vaccination, or it's been a long time, get the vaccination, please. I mean, 10 is significant, the highest in 60 years. Yeah, I'd say that's just a little bit too close for comfort, I think, for anybody who has really, really small newborn children. Don't ask, don't tell. The push-pull over what's going to happen there, I've said it before, we know this. Hey, it's going to go up to the Supreme Court. That's inevitable. That's a given. But in the meantime, how do you deal with what's happened in the court system? So the court makes don't ask the rule again. I mean, now it's like days later, weeks later. It's because it's been about a week, maybe. Now they're doing it again. So an appeals court delayed the injunction against don't ask, don't tell. And it's just crazy in the sense that if you're somebody caught in the middle of this, what do? So you've got this federal appeals panel that blocked it, blocked the lower court ruling that stopped the enforcement of it. And this ruling by a three-judge panel, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, gives the government the delay they needed in challenging the federal judge's order last week to stop enforcing the policy around the world. So the order is what we would call stayed temporarily, because they're trying to, they say, consider fully the issues presented. But you already had gay and lesbian service members who went and re-enlisted. And now you've got the ACLU and the Human Rights Campaign who say they're upset. They call for an end to don't ask, don't tell. I mean, this is the same thing we keep saying, this bizarre cycle. It is a very weird position that they're putting the military in, too. Because up to this latest day, there were people who re-enlisted that were banned, that got discharged or whatever. And now they're back in this again. So, in the court documents, all right, this is the upshot. The administration argued that don't ask, don't tell should remain intact for now because it abruptly risks causing significant, ready for this? These aren't my words. This is the legal jargon. It causes significant immediate harm to the military and its efforts to be prepared to implement an orderly repeal of the statute. Yeah, cut the crap. What it means is they don't have time to let everybody know, ooh, okay, just so you know, here's what's going on. So this, now you can be gay, you can be openly gay, and we have to make sure because we took surveys of everyone in the military. It's a really odd deal because you have the president who pushed for this, which was Bill Clinton, who says that he was kind of had this foisted on him by Colin Powell, who thought it was such a good idea, and he agreed with him. He was kind of walked into it, is what he insinuated. So for 17 years, you have don't ask, don't tell, and that's what people live by. And for the most part, it was okay until people outed themselves or were outed or something happened and or it was challenged. And then you had some good soldiers, frankly, who lost their jobs, who got into trouble because of don't ask, don't tell. And now you're just kind of exasperating the situation, especially since what people don't realize in this week time period, I guess it's been about a week, maybe a week and a half, you actually had people who re-enlisted. They re-enlisted, saying that the reason they're doing it is because that was lifted. So now it's obvious that they are gay, and they're telling the recruiters that they've been recruited. So now what do you do? Just pretend you didn't hear that? That's kind of what they said at the Pentagon, although officially they won't cop to that. Just to not ask. It's okay. Recruit somebody who's gay. We need soldiers. Recruit them. Just don't mention it. Just don't say anything about it. Great. So more of the same. That's what it is. It's more of the same. All right, we move from that odds and ends, because there's no end here. That hasn't ended yet. And we talked about whooping cough, obviously. And then we talked about politics in the beginning, the race to November 2nd, and how by this time, we will have, in 2 weeks, we will have analyzed all of it. And did we have the big turnout that was expected? Was there some extreme throwovers of incumbents? When I say extreme, like the vote really was a landslide in one direction? Or does everything kind of stay status quo? I can tell you this. If I were going to go out onto a limb, a big fat limb, I would say it's not going to be status quo. There's going to be some changes. Absolutely. I cannot believe that some of the incumbents who are close, at least in the polls, to losing their seats are going to hang on to them. I think that there'll be some flips. So there's going to be a lot of newbies, people who have not been in the political game. And I was talking to somebody on the Hill today, and they said, you know, you think that's a good thing, but look at what it takes to get a measure through. Look at what happens when you have these arguments over whatever it is, whether it's illegal immigration, health care, I mean, pick a poison. And look how long there's all this stonewalling and everything else. So imagine now you have to teach someone the system, but you know what? I don't care. Don't teach them the system. Why don't we just have fresh voices who come to the table with some different opinions and let them jump in the deep end. Because obviously, if you're going to jump into the game of politics, you have to know somewhere in the recesses of your mind that you're going to have to learn how to swim and create some liaisons that will help to change what's happening with the political machine, right? These people aren't that dumb, I hope. 800-259-5791, that's the number if you want to jingle it, you want to talk about any of the stuff that I mentioned, or something else that's caught your attention. Coming up, though, we can count.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yes, topping this edition of We Can Count. Did you know that the White House is selling the Saudis $60 billion in weapons? I might have mentioned this, but somehow I kind of slipped through the cracks with most in the mainstream. Yes, it's true. The administration notified Congress on Wednesday that they're going to sell $60 billion in advanced weaponry to the Saudis, and one of the largest ever, by the way, U.S. arms sales, a deal that is supposed to counter the rising influence of Iran. Oh, do you think there's rising influence in Iran? Ahmadinejad, the nut. So the State Department and Pentagon told people on the Hill, congressmen and women, that the sales will include 84 new F-15 fighter jets, upgrades to 70 existing Saudi F-15s, 190 helicopters, and a whole bunch of missiles, bombs, and delivery systems, as well as some of the other toys like night vision goggles and radar warning systems. By the way, the sale that was revealed a couple of months ago has been in the works for months, and it's designed to strengthen the defensive sources of Saudi Arabia, which is, are they? A long time she said facetiously, a U.S. ally and counter what I mentioned, what's happening in Iran as the regional power, give them more strength in the Persian Gulf. We could really go in a lot of directions with that, couldn't we? And we will do that on a future show when we talk with Jeff Atticott. It's great. Fair or foul? This is definitely foul. I read this story and I thought, wow, to be a kid nowadays, as much as this whole bullying thing has exploded. And, you know, before when you talk about a bully, there was a bully and the bully picked sort of on everybody, I guess, at school. But you weren't so singled out. Now it's like people are so singled out. And then the schools sometimes do stupid things. How about this Nebraska girl, 11 years old. 11, you're still a kid. You're barely out of puppydom, right? She's kicked off the cheerleading team for not shaking her booty. Yeah, that's true. Her coach said she didn't want to shake her booty, so she's done. Sabrina Frampton said that her daughter, Faylene, was told to hit the bricks. She was no longer part of a junior cheerleading squad in Ashland, Nebraska. That's the city. After objecting to one of the Blue Jays' 40-plus cheers, she told the coach earlier in the year she didn't like it, so the coach knew. She felt like it didn't have anything to do with the team as far as offense and defense goes, but the older girls on the squad this year, she felt more uncomfortable than they did with having to do it. See, here's the deal with the squad. The ages are from 5 to 12. That's a pretty big age range. So the bottom line is she felt uncomfortable. Now she was told to hit the road. I have a feeling that the people that kicked her off the team, the coach that kicked her off the team, might regret that. All right, since this is about numbers we can count is, this was probably one of the stranger stories. You hear about all kinds of wild animals that occasionally get loose, and they're walking down the street in somebody's neighborhood. In fact, that happened to me one time. I was in traffic in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and somehow some cattle got loose in the middle of the freeway. And some family members were visiting. We were in the car, and lo and behold, a couple cars in front of us, you could actually see them walking down the middle of the highway. It backed up traffic. It was really an odd sight. But this is scarier. I'll take the cattle on the highway any day versus an escaped chimpanzee. Yes, a 300-pound chimp named Sue spotted wandering through a neighborhood, destroying a gate, a fence, and a police car. She escaped from her owner's home for about an hour. The animal was finally coaxed back into a cage in the back of a truck by her owner after a tranquilizer dart failed to knock her out, and she climbed a tree. Okay, this is always my question. Why do people have 300-pound chimpanzees as pets? I'm just saying, it makes absolutely no sense. A 300-pound chimp. We know what happened in Connecticut. That was a terrible story. So now look what happens. Out destroying things, could have ended up in a much worse situation. All right, that's We Can Count. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic.
Out of this world, yeah. I guess you saw what happened in the Minnesota-Vancouver hockey game last night.
I did. What a crazy scene that was.
Now they're talking on the sports networks here in Canada, how much should that Vancouver player get in terms of a suspension?
All right, so recap this for everybody else who could care less about hockey and has no idea what we're talking about
okay.
with the Canucks.
Okay, the Vancouver Canucks, or as we like to call them when they're really playing bad, the Canuckleheads, were playing one of your technicians' favorite hockey team, the Minnesota Wild.
But didn't one of the players shove a fan?
Yeah, this is what happened. There was a fight that broke out. And as the Vancouver Canuck player was being escorted to the locker room, the fan must have said something. So then the player grabs the fan, and I wouldn't say all hell broke loose, but then, you know, cooler heads prevailed, and the fan and his friend were moved to another seat. But now they're talking here on the sports shows about how much of a suspension should this player get, because they are told, rookies are told at training camp, under no circumstances, it's plain black and white, no gray area. Do not touch the fan, period. But like Ty Domi said, and I guess you heard of him. He, in his day, he was a pretty good brawler.
Yeah, he was.
Why wasn't there a covered? Why wasn't there some kind of covered area? You know, to in the dressing room like they have at the Air Canada Center and several other arenas to protect the visiting team. Why wasn't there, you know, some kind of like cover to protect, you know, to protect the player? So they're talking. Some commentators are talking 5 games. Some are talking 8. Some are talking 10. 10-game suspension.
Ooh, 10 is pretty extreme. I wonder,
yeah, because
you know,
I
10
think
so, seems
yeah,
high.
Yeah, because 5 would be, you know, just to set an example, just to say, don't do it again. But at the same time, I think this fan, I don't know what the fan said that, you know, it set the Vancouver player off, but I think this fan should also be banned from the XL Center in Minnesota for what he said, to look what he started. You know, I mean.
Well, and to be, and so everybody knows what happened is, and it was Rick Rippian, right?
Yeah.
And he reached up and he shoved this fan that was applauding crazily at the railing. I don't know what he said, but he was, you know, he was goading him obviously, and he had to be pulled away by his teammate Manny Malhotra and a couple of others, and they were removed from the arena. So that's what happened. So you cannot have a professional athlete go after a fan. That's the thing. I mean, you know, the taunting is crazy, and there's professional taunters that happens in the NBA and other sports too.
Or look what happened. There was a junior football game here of this past Saturday in Hamilton, Ontario. A team from Saint-Léonard, Quebec, which is a suburb of Montreal, was playing Hamilton in a playoff game. Yeah, we're already up to the playoffs already. And fans were taunting them the whole game. Some of the Saint-Léonard players, and they started throwing beer bottles at the Saint-Léonard team. You know, they automatically think French, and they were making anti-French remarks. So the players went up into the stands and started, you know, going at it with the fans there, too. And this is like junior football. Their age is from 18 to 22, so it's almost like college-age players. The police were called in, but the police are not going to lay any charges against the St. Leonard team. They're laying charges against the Hamilton fans for drunken disorder. So go figure, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, actually, I was going to talk to you. Obama, it must be really desperate because now I heard he's doing a political ad for Barbara Boxer. Or at least
he's trying to – any of the tight races, which Boxer, Carly Fiorina –
right.
She's going head-to-head for her for that seat, and Boxer's been around for a long time. She's the most liberal Democrat in the Senate. So he's trying to help anyone that he thinks he can help that is in a situation where they might lose, and Boxer is in a tight race with Carly. So that's why he cut that ad, absolutely. It's getting pretty hairy because we're 2 weeks under before we go to the election. Sam, thanks for the call.
Take care, Gretchen.
All right, you know, he's talking about that situation with the fan. You just can't reach up and do it. And of course, what's happening with the 28-year-old fan, he's lawyering up, so he's going to get some money for it. And normally Rippian wouldn't do that. He's a good guy, and people think that he's one of the best players and most sportsman-like kind of guys out there, but he just blew a gasket, I think, after he was being taunted. I'll be curious, like Sam said, how many games he actually gets. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. I was thinking about this today. Here's a good bumper sticker for you. When life hands you lemons, ask for a bottle of tequila and some salt.